Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Thursday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and check in with everybody. If you're out there listening, thank you for listening. Hope you're having a great morning. Unless you're listening on podcasts, then I hope you're having a great midday or afternoon or night. Eddie's at first. He's been going to training camps and football teams. And this year, his team still won't be the champs.
Okay.
Lauren writes these, dude. She hates the Cowboys.
I don't know.
She makes fun of the Cowboys or your bald head, everyone.
Okay.
All right, here he is. Eddie!
Look, guys, I'm not bragging, but I think I'm more famous than Lunchbox.
Oh!
I'm telling you, I'm not bragging. It's just fact.
Reaction to that Lunchbox.
Go ahead and keep dreaming, dude.
Go ahead.
So, it was my son's birthday last week. So I said, you know what? I'm going to bring you some lunch. So we picked up some Subway. We went over to lunch. We sat in the cafeteria. And I'm telling you, there was a line of probably 10 kids wanting my autograph. I mean, they were ripping up napkins with pencils like, Producer Eddie, can I get your autograph? At one point, I had to say, guys.
You brought this up, though. It's a little cringe, as they would say. The fact that you brought it up.
So you signed 10 autographs?
I'm just telling you what happened. Yeah.
But I mean,
they want autographs.
But you're like, I'm more famous than Lunchbox. That part to me is like,
what? Well, because I knew it'd
make
him mad.
Are you just driving crazy? Okay, so if that's the reason, I removed the cringe tag.
Of course,
then it's
to make him
hilarious.
Mad.
Okay.
Well, and my question is, Lunchbox, you ever gone to your kid's daycare and have they asked you for autographs?
Dude, my kid is 3 and 1. They don't know what radio is. They're kids. I went to my niece's school. And the lady at the front office almost choked on her breakfast.
What happened? Did you hit her?
No, I was going to have lunch with my niece, Kennedy, and I walk in the front office, and the lady goes, can I help? Oh my God.
You almost killed somebody with your fame?
What did you do?
She almost choked on her breakfast.
Wow.
And my wife had to say, can you swallow your breakfast, please? And she was like, oh my God, Cindy, come here. And they flipped out. I mean, it was like the Beatles had walked in.
Wow. Wait, but just to the receptionist.
Yeah, I almost, you had a bunch of kids that are like 8.
That's what was weird. Like, 8-year-old, 9-year-old kids.
They knew who, they just saw one person freak out, and then they're like, well, I think we should get some guys autographs.
Maybe
he's a...
Even one of my son's friends who I coached.
Or his son paid his kid to give him $10, say, hey, when I show up, go up and act like my dad's
Man,
famous.
That ain't gonna happen.
I didn't do that.
Finish your story there. What were you saying?
I said one of my son's friends who I coached in basketball, he was telling the whole line, like, hey, he was my basketball coach. Yeah.
Did it make you feel good?
No. It actually
did it make you feel good that your kid maybe thought you were cool because of that and not my dad is a loser?
He had a big smile on his face.
That's cool. So that's cool.
That was cool. But then he said too, is like, Dad, it's my birthday. I'm like, You're right. No more autographs, please. I had to stop the line.
Oh,
I'm so like, I don't understand how I feel right now.
It was weird.
Like, no, this is whole thing brought up because it's weird to bring it up. I'm like, that's what a losery thing to bring up. No offense. But also, if you're only doing it because to irritate Lunchbox, that's hilarious and it's not losery at all.
I think I did irritate him though.
No, I mean, I can just go over the examples in the last week. I was on the shuttle at the airport and there was a guy and a girl and they were like, I think that's him. And she was like, no, How crazy would that be? And the guy pulls up his phone. He's like, look, that's him. And she was like, that's no way. We're going to have to listen to the show. Like, that. Are you sure? And I was like, I was just sitting there like, yep, they know it's me. But okay. They were scared. Anyway, they were intimidated to say anything, but they were looking at pictures on their phone to make sure it was me.
You two, just a battle of fame over there.
The kids at the school knew it was me.
Lights can't shine bright enough for you two. You know what I mean?
Wow.
He'll cause a scene anywhere, and he rides his bike everywhere. Here he is. Lunchbox. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I found out, guys, that I might have been a water buffalo back in the day. In my past life, I don't know, but for some reason...
Do you believe in past lives?
Not really, but we were at the zoo in Colorado, and the water buffaloes were all the way on the other side of the pen, laying down in the shade, all of them. And I just started going, meh, meh, and they all stand up.
Why is you were making a noise?
Like you were their god?
Yeah, exactly. Like I was their god. I was calling them, and they come meandering over to me.
So you think you know that? Like, that is somehow inside of you because maybe you were a water buffalo before.
Yes.
That's what they sound like?
Amy, I don't know.
But he never even heard one, but he knew how to talk to them.
I knew how to talk to them.
Oh.
And you guys, listen, here's me at the zoo.
That's you.
It's talking
them.
To you.
Is that, no. Where are you, though?
I was the first person.
No way. I thought that was a buffalo.
That was me.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me hear it again.
That was me.
He might have been a buffalo, everybody. Play again. Dude, you were a water buffalo or something.
It's talking to you.
That sounds like a real buffalo. That's you?
Yes!
You got that guy to come all the way over here.
You finally found your talent, your skill.
That's his thing.
That's it.
Oh.
It was
It's like
so
whenever Joey's
crazy.
Hand has, is an exact hand replica in the guy in Vegas. And he's like, we're hand twins. And he's like, yes. So he goes, no, we're going to make a lot of money doing this. He is a water buffalo impressionist.
Wow.
It was crazy. I mean, he came all the way over to, and it was just so, like.
Did you make love?
No, we didn't make love. But I felt like that guy on My Octopus Teacher, you know what I mean? How you
we thought they were going to make love, yeah.
Wow.
That's cool, though. I like, you do sound like, that's a good job. That's good.
Can he do it live here?
You have to ask the man.
Yeah.
It's his own talent.
Hold on. I got to be in the mood.
Well, I don't know. Are we prepared for
to
a
do
bunch
what?
Of,
make love?
I was just there. Like, I the saw studio. Them and they were laying down.
Oh,
they, like,
the walls start crumbling because water buffaloes are coming from all over the land? Go ahead.
Yeah,
pretty good. It's early in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
Starts off strong.
It's not warmed up.
Yeah.
But here, listen to it again.
No, we're good.
Hit it. Wait.
I know, that's good.
That's good.
That's good. All right, moving on. She owns a lot of pair of boots, and her sister has a show called Building Roots. Here's Amy.
Ooh. Oh, which the season premiere is this month on the 17th. And then
one cares.
My episode's next. On September 24th.
Oh, cool.
The Sunday we go out
on
from
HGTV?
iHeart. On HGTV.
That's cool.
They're doing a whole episode from Nashville.
What time is it? Oh, I'm busy.
It doesn't matter what time it is.
Exactly.
I thought it was going to rock her.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just feeling a little sore because I had a major slip at my house. I was running with weights because I was excited. I found them. My friend was over. Gracie, we were working out. And
running
I couldn't
to show them to her. Look what I found.
No. We had already started the workout and we needed little hand weights and ankle weights and I couldn't find them. And I was like, wait, I know where they are. So I run to get them and I run back and I'm like, Never give up. And then I slide on a mat that we had laid down on the hardwoods because normally we're on the floor. But
you slept like a pratfall?
Like, yeah, like it was like a banana
peel.
Three
Stooges?
Like yes, like my feet were like, and then the mat just slid. And it was, luckily, I had to see my chiropractor after and he said that I'm very lucky I was carrying the weights because it kept me from putting my, instinctually, you put your arm down to catch yourself. And he goes, that's normally how people hurt themselves.
Break your wrist or something?
Yeah, or it jams the shoulder back up in there.
Think about you having a date with a broken wrist.
Oh, I'm Amy.
Right, I know. But the ankle weight in the other hand flew up. And when I landed on the ground, it landed on my face.
Where?
It was right here on my, like, around my orbital bone. I was so scared I was going to have a black eye. But we're good. And
be sore?
I am sore. I'm very tender, but I got adjusted. My shoulders were uneven. Like when I stood up, my left shoulder was way higher. But all this to say, if you fall, try not to
Catch yourself.
Stick your hand out.
That's instinctual.
I know, but like they say, if you're in a car wreck, like be loose.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you do that?
You don't. You tighten
but
up. That's
why,
what humans
don't
do.
Don't they say that people that are intoxicated have a better chance of survival because they're loose?
What was your friend's name?
It doesn't matter what your friend's name is.
All right, Ray, go ahead. From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he uses a Sharpie to black things out, and if he messes up, he'll pout. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Ooh. That's true. I'm pivoting. I'm calling an audible. Blue 13, audible on my story this morning. I just got a DM that I'm going to read here on the air.
Come on.
So my other thing was about a song. I'll get to it tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday. This is from Next Level Travel Advisor.
Yes!
Stop it!
On Instagram. So this is the guy that messaged Ray and said, hey, I'll send you on a trip. All you got to do is like post about me, whatever. He wrote this. Hey, Bobby, thanks for the segment today. Sorry I didn't reach out to you. If you need anything, hit me up. By the way, I did not ask for Ray's social security number. We don't need that.
Oh. Clickbait.
Ray went on a whole thing, and then we followed him into the cave.
Because that was the scam that we were
worried
about.
And we're like, why would you give your social? And he's like, we never asked for that.
Oh. I mean, I'm pretty sure we did. Our passport number, something very important.
Okay, but there's a big difference, though, if you have to go... Like, if you have to use your passport and put the documentation down.
I believe it was that. Pictures of it.
No, you said social security number.
No, I mean, they're all the same.
They're not the same. They're not the same.
A picture of your passport and your social, Eddie?
But they're not the same.
No, different.
I would say a picture of your ID is more important than your social.
I mean, am I an idiot?
Yes.
Yeah, you're pretty much an idiot.
Your social is like your one.
Okay, I'll give it on the air. Let me know what happens to me.
All right, do it.
Go ahead.
Please.
I dare you.
Greatest bit ever.
Wait, did it?
Oh, my God. If you did that as a bit, employee of the month for 6 months.
Come on, right?
Lifelock.
I think they're all equal. I mean, I'm sorry I didn't get the exact one correct.
But I guess his point is...
So would you rather give your driver's license number out? Or
driver's license all day, every day. Every day. Every day.
Yeah, take it.
Don't give all your social.
I'd rather give my home address than my social.
Well, I don't know about
I'd rather send a nude to everybody in America. Hey, Ray, anyway, he did not ask for a social security number, so I just want to cover his base.
My bad on the semantics.
No, not semantics. Big difference.
Yes.
When you're talking about like a company. You know?
Yes. So he's not going to give it out?
On the air? I don't know. That's that'd be the funniest bit ever. Even if you gave it out like unorganized. And we had to like figure it out.
There's so many combinations.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, that's tough.
Who cares?
Okay, so, but no, it's like Price is Right. Only two of the numbers are mixed up.
Oh.
Okay.
Next Level Travel guy.
Mm-hmm.
He replied back to me and said that they're going to Alaska in 2 weeks on Princess, which is the name of a boat.
You tell me you're busy.
No, but he said that he knows my sister and I've always been talking about going on Alaskan cruise, and he's got a lot of different companies.
We don't do ads for this guy.
Everybody. No, I didn't even say his name.
I'm talking to our listeners. This is just us talking about, we thought Ray was getting scammed, and then Ray said, I gave him a social. Then we're like, you got scammed.
But now
I'm just
we're
covering
all
for him that he did not ask for your social.
No, but I mean, we're building him up. He's a pretty big business right now.
Ray's like, I don't know my age or my social. I don't remember what he asked.
Same thing.
Yeah, they're numbers.
But right. Like, if he says I can go,
No.
What?
I'm not your dad, and no, we have to work.
Next summer.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, dad. Okay, if John says it's okay to stay home.
No.
Not.
All right, that's it. Thank you. All right, let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My girlfriend and I just moved into a new apartment. On the day we moved in, our downstairs neighbor stopped us on our way in and ranted about how awful the previous tenant was and how they made life living very difficult for him. We unfortunately gave him our number and told him to text us if he ever had a problem. Big mistake. He sends us messages every day complaining about the noise or our parking job or our guests or anything he could think of to complain about. It's gotten to the point of harassment. We don't know what to do about it. We've told the landlord. He suggested we change our phone number and ignore him, but that's not really an option. What should we do? We are being reasonable. We're trying to be good neighbors, but this guy's obviously suffering from some issues. Signed, harassed neighbor. I knew at the beginning of this, when that neighbor was complaining, he was just a complainer.
No.
I felt like there's really nothing. You can do two things. One, you can ignore, or two, you can get back at him.
Oh, yeah, no.
But that's it. Those are the two options.
But then this is like... This is your home. Getting back at him is only creating more drama.
Phil McCoy, part two.
if it's to the level of harassment.
Yeah, he says that. It's gotten to the point of harassment. I get it. It's probably annoying as crap. Mm-hmm. But you can move. But again, you're letting him dictate your actions. I would just ignore him.
Yeah, you just like ignore it and then it goes away. Because maybe he's looking for attention.
Even if it doesn't go away, I'm still ignoring it.
Oh, get a new number.
Absolutely. You can do that. Ignore it that way. But I just ignore it.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything wrong. As you can see, the common denominator is this neighbor that sucks.
Which is a real bummer because you could have gotten the other end of it and had such an amazing neighbor experience. Like, I'm jealous of some of my friends that have amazing neighbors. I have some great ones, don't get me wrong, but I mean they're the same age, they have all kids the same age, it's so easy, they all hang out, kids are running in and out. I don't have that in my neighborhood necessarily, and some people do, and it's like I want to move to one of those neighborhoods purposefully.
You can always write a message on a brick
and throw it through the window. No,
but be generic and like there's more where that comes
from. Or just try to create relationship. Maybe you create that good relationship.
I have a relationship with this dude.
He needs love.
Ain't getting it for me. I don't have time to go and raise some dude from childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what he is. There's a 7-year-old, emotionally, intellectually.
What's that movie called? Man Called Otto? Oh. Tom Hanks?
I never saw it.
Kind of like that, where like he's just a moody, moody neighbor, but they showed him grace and he ended up being really close to everyone.
Yeah, really. Good point. I cried a lot.
Well, then watch the documentary, A Man Called Otto.
That's a movie, man.
I would just ignore it, honestly. He's never going to be happy.
I would give him love.
Take him to church. Thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Dad rock. That's what they call it. Dad rock. Dad rock, the definition from the Oxford Dictionary. Rock music that appeals to an older generation or that is heavily influenced by that of an earlier era. So there's classic rock, and we were younger, that was classic. And now there's dad rock that we listen to. So are these bands already dad rock? I'll list you the band by what you know about it. Dad rock, yes or no? Number one, Linkin Park.
They still rock.
Here's numb. You can still rock, but the people that are 23.
Definitely dad rock.
Right? Like, are mostly just dads enjoying how it used to be. Because they're not a lot. I mean,
Chester's but I'm thinking if the kids are still listening to this.
They do.
They're not.
Oh man. They're not listening to this.
And it's even more dad to be in denial that it's not dad.
That's really dad.
So Lunchbox, you go no?
No.
I go dad rock.
Dad.
Sadly, yes.
Okay. How about Fall Out Boy? Sugar, we're going down.
Oh no.
Here we go. Fall Out Boy, dad rock?
Dad.
Dad rock.
No, man, they're still kids. Pete Wentz, right?
They're not kids. However, they're still putting out songs on pop radio that are hits. They have a song. They did a We Didn't Start the Fire. It was always
Billy Joel?
Yeah, they did a whole new version of it that came out like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
With different lyrics.
And it's pop music. That's what the kids are listening to.
So, but that is getting played.
Okay.
So let's go.
I don't even know if we have that, right? Do we have their version of that? We Didn't Start the Fire? It was a Lucy Jews bet everybody gets dead. Know that song?
Come on,
I'm on dance down.
I know the original one.
Yeah, I don't know. The new one, I just heard it once and I was like, that sucks. But they did a new version of like the last couple years.
Okay.
So what do you think?
No, because they're still making.
Boom.
Yeah, they're still making music. How about Sum 41, In Too Deep? Sum 41. I'm going to go pure dad rock. Pure. It gets no purer because they're not doing anything anymore. The only version of them that exists is whenever dads now were young then. Amy?
Dad.
Eddie?
I'm pretty sure I played this in the Jeep with my kids and they're like, what is this crap, Dad? It's dad rock.
100%. It takes me back to like American Pie days. That's dad rock.
How about System of a Down? Dad rock, yes or no? Amy.
Dad.
Oh, it's hard, though. This is me denying it. Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't deny it.
It's down. It's dad rock. I hate to say it. It's down. Dad rock.
You?
I think it's Dad Rock.
You?
Dad Rock. I don't even know who that is.
System of a Down? No.
I think I've heard that song maybe, but I'm...
It's like Rage Against the Machine. And I didn't pull a clip up, but is Rage Against the Machine
Dad Rock? No.
Oh, 100%. It's like one of the greatest bands of all time.
But and you're not a dad.
Like Zach De La Roca, one of the greatest rock singers ever.
Yeah, come on.
Come with it now. Da-da-da-da. Bulls on parade. Oh,
no, I feel like y'all are going Uncle Rico on
that's
rock.
That's Dad Rock. No, we're going Dad on Dad Rock. Okay, My Chemical Romance. What you got?
Dad.
Dad Rock, man.
Dad Rock.
You know, I'm not even classified as Dad Rock. They have much rockier, harder things like when they started. It's Dad Pop.
Oh. Okay, but it's still Dad.
Oh, I just offended Mike D, who's a punk. Come on over, Mike D. Go ahead. You're offended at what?
This is like all my music. Sum 41, My Chemical Romance, Blink-182.
Yeah, but is it Dad Rock?
I don't have kids. Am I a dad? Do I listen to Dad Rock?
But you don't have to have kids to be
it's
a
like
dad.
It's like millennial
dad
rock.
Mm-hmm. How about Dad Pop? You feel like My Chemical Romance is more Dad Pop than Dad Rock?
I would say more Dad Pop.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Is that it?
No, there's like 100, but I'm tired of feeling sad. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, me too.
Because this stuff like 3 Days of Grace. I hate everything about you. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that.
Or like Muse.
Oh, Muse. That's not Dad Rock.
I think it is. Deftones. That's harder, but still. Like Morgan Deftones. You know, ever heard anything of
them? No.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
This is like our workout playlist, man. Did you tell me we're working out to Dad Rock?
Oh, no.
Dad Vibe.
I hate me right now.
Dad Rock.
This is Fall Out Boy, and this is their song. Ray, what's it called?
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Same name. Okay. So.
Billy Joel cover.
Yeah, but changed. It's a fine line between totally goofy and fun, and I think it falls on fun.
Interesting.
It is. It's fun. At first, you're like, oh, I don't know, because I like the old version too.
So what were the old version verses?
The 80s stuff. We played that, right? No, we didn't mind, but we tried to find it. Joseph Stalin,
Allen called, Nasser in for coffee, all Rockefeller, Campanella, communist. Okay.
So it's like 80s stuff.
I like it.
I do too. And at first I was like, oh, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Oh, no.
Hey, he said Tiger Woods in there.
Yeah. Fukushima Japan.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, dude. I like that.
You hadn't heard it though, huh?
Uh-uh, never heard that.
Me neither, I like it.
So I'm not going to classify them as Dad Rock.
Yeah, because they have a new song.
Current rock like- that as soon as they're done though goes immediately to Dad Rock. Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something good.
So there's a gas station clerk in Kansas City, Missouri. He's sitting behind the desk, the counter, and he's like checking people out. He sees an old man walk in. He's got a lot of money in his hand and he's on the phone. He goes over to this Bitcoin machine. It's almost like an ATM machine. And he walks up there and he's like, okay, put 100 in. Yeah, puts 100 in. And he's talking to the person on the phone. He's putting $100 bills over and over. So then the clerk goes, this something's not right. He calls the police. The police get there. Turns out he's on the phone with a scammer. Mm. And the scammer's telling him to deposit more money into the machine. So the cops get the phone, start talking to the scammer. Scammer freaks out, hangs up. They get a hold of the old man's daughter. Yes. Turns out he had already given thousands of dollars to that scammer.
No.
But he had more money in his hand that he was going to give. And it wasn't for that clerk kind of looking out for the old man. I guess it could have been way worse.
I just hear there's a Bitcoin machine somewhere. I need to go get in it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them before. Like I've seen them on the internet where you go, it's like putting in and getting stuff out like at the chips.
Yeah. It's like cashing out your Bitcoin over there.
Crazy. But good for that gas station. Got guy working there.
That was terrible.
Was aware, helped the dude. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Let's go over and talk to Lauren in Oklahoma. Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so you're in Oklahoma. That is the home of Sonic. Did you know that, Lauren?
Actually, when I was in sixth grade, we kind of prank called Sonic to ask them where they got the name. And I guess it came from the Sonic Boom.
I didn't know that.
That's a weird prank call, though.
And how about an educational prank call?
They wanted to learn something.
These are the kind of kids I like. They're calling places going, excuse me, Dairy Queen. tell me about the Queen of Versailles. What? So here's the thing. I'm going to give you a chance to win a $50 Sonic gift card right now. We're going to play the Bobby Feud. Pick Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie to play for you. Lauren, any of those three.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm sorry, Lunchbox. We're
going to
go with Eddie.
All right,
Let's
Eddie.
Let's go.
You're representing her.
You're going to go hungry.
We rolled the dice, and Eddie will go first as well. The category is, according to the new Harris poll, these are the most polarizing foods in America that Americans hate.
Polarized.
Americans hate this food. What are they? Top 10 answers on the board.
I don't even understand.
Eddie, you're up.
I'm going to go with olives.
What
Give me
food
olives.
Do Americans hate
Number
the
one.
Most? Show me olives. Number 8 answer is olives.
Gosh, I saved that one.
That's 8 points.
I think Americans hate ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing. What? Show it to me. All right, Amy, over to you.
Sardines.
Show me sardines. Lunchbox, what food do Americans hate?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Oh, boy. Well, this game's impossible.
I love tomatoes.
Well, yeah, but it's polarizing. Some people love them, some people hate them, right?
No, I said hate. The question is what
so
food
everybody
do
hates them. My well, wife
not,
loves olives.
Not everybody.
Why are you yelling?
Yeah, what? Well, just no, because you don't understand something. That should,
no, no, that's what I'm saying.
Angry.
He's like, well, I love tomatoes. Like, well, my
love
wife
tomatoes.
Loves olives, so.
I love olives, too.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
So
go ahead, Eddie.
I'm
Americans
so
hate what?
Give me onions, Bones.
But people love onions.
It's polarizing.
I hate onions.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I love onions.
I hate. But that's not the point. It's just Americans. Most Americans hate them. You have a yellow card. Lunchbox is now yellow carded. Dang. Show me onions. I think onions are pretty loved.
Really?
Because I hate them so much, and everybody's like, you're stupid and ugly.
Okay.
Amy?
Broccoli?
I love broccoli.
So do I, but
show
I'm
me broccoli!
Game. Okay, we don't get it. Whatever's happening, we don't get it.
I think I got it.
Lunchbox, what food do Americans hate?
Spam.
I like spam.
Show me spam. Eddie?
Triple the points.
Triple points.
Give me mustard!
Is that a food?
Mustard!
That's a condiment.
That's a condiment.
I'm going to win with 8 points.
Amy?
There you are. You're going to be the only one to get one right.
Amy. Bologna.
Show me bologna. Okay. Lunchbox?
Mushrooms.
Oh, that's a good one.
Show them mushrooms.
Yeah! I just won the game! I just won the game!
For 2 points.
No, that's the third round. That's the third round.
Okay, yeah, what's two times three?
Two times three, Dumbo.
What's two times three?
Eddie has 8 points.
Do the
math.
No way, that's only the second answer.
What's two times three?
There's no way.
Do the math.
Hey, he's already got a yellow
card.
He's
about to get red carded, for sure.
Hey, keep arguing.
But keep going. Guess another one.
No, argue this. This is good.
Two times three is six.
I'm going to need to see the list.
Go ahead.
Is that possible to see the list?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Oh, it's easier. If you're a vegetarian, you know what you hate? Nah, that's too many. That's not enough Americans that are vegetarian.
Meat?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Let's see. Mushrooms. No, you didn't give me a timer. No, you did not count me down.
It took
there's no
70
counting down.
Seconds. No, Ray buzzed
no,
you.
No, 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 stop. You didn't do any countdown. There was no countdown. That is not absolutely fair.
Now we're doing quadruple points. Nobody got enough. So we got to do another
you
round.
You can't just take my turn away. Round. You didn't
you took
count
like
down.
10 hours. Okay, 3 seconds.
Steak.
People, Americans hate steak?
Who?
Candy. Huh. We're going to quadruple points. Eddie,
I don't understand.
I'm just not going to let you win because nobody got anything. So if you quadruple points for this one, go ahead.
This is crazy. Let's see. It's got to be a veggie.
There are 8 answers still left on the board. Americans hate what foods? Go.
Bones, give me cabbage. I got cabbage. They hate cabbage. Cabbage is terrible.
I don't think about cabbage much.
Yeah.
Because you hate it.
Show me cabbage. Amy?
Hot dog.
Hot dogs. Lunchbox?
Yeah, it's polarizing. Oysters.
Show.
They taste like
one.
Boogers.
Good one.
Show them for the win.
Oysters. Boogers. They are boogers. I had some. They taste like boogers.
They're not boogers.
Are you picking boogers or oysters?
Oysters, because boogers is not a food.
Show them oysters.
Yes! You tried to take it away, and I still came back and took it!
Nobody
yeah!
Took it.
Yeah!
Scuba, what? Is he on something?
Hey, how's that lady taste now? Hey, I told you you're going hungry. Hungry, hungry, hungry.
Hey, Lauren, hold on.
Woo!
And I can't let Eddie win, but the real rules, you would have won.
Correct.
So you do get the gift card, Lauren.
Yeah!
But Eddie, you don't win.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's all about Lauren.
Because if I would have played by the rules, Eddie would have won, but I just don't want to let the game retire with only one.
I get it.
What else is on the list, please?
Yeah, anchovies one, mushrooms two. Black licorice. Anchovies one, though. Sardines and anchovies are not the same thing.
They're not?
I guess not.
I don't know
what anchovies are.
Anchovies.
I think it's a fish.
Black licorice. Yeah, it's a little fish.
Okay.
Oysters.
Boom.
Beets.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Thought about those.
Brussels sprouts. Okra.
I'm trying with okra.
Blue cheese.
Don't know what that is.
Coconut.
What?
How do you know what blue cheese is?
You don't know what blue cheese is?
Steak.
Coconut is the...
No, blue cheese. You said you don't know what blue cheese is.
Yeah, I don't know what that... It's just a cheese, huh? I've never had it, I guess.
Blue cheese?
It's got, like, blue in it.
Like, when you get wings?
It's white,
you get,
blue
like,
and green.
Either ranch or blue cheese or both.
Oh, I don't ever get dipping sauce.
But it's also a cheese. It's not... That's a dressing. But there's blue cheese.
Like, when I eat my wings, I just eat my wings. I don't dip them anything.
But they bring sauce
it's
with
not,
it.
So
they ask if they
dip.
Want ranch, and I'm like, no, I'm good. But I've never had a bite of blue cheese, I don't think. I don't know what I'm...
Well, Lauren, you're going to get this, okay? So you're going to get the prize.
Okay.
Stay on the phone, please, too, as well.
She's like, what's happening?
I know. I feel that way, too. I feel like this show is drunk right now. Lunchbox wins. Lauren wins. Everybody wins.
Yeah, let's play that song!
Except, didn't you already play it?
No, we didn't play it,
except all the listeners. The listeners
Woo!
Did not win. All right, go ahead.
Yeah! No!
Shout out to the Oyster House in Boston. I had some oysters. They were terrible.
Woo! And they stay there!
Not saying their place was terrible.
Yeah,
I just don't get
the
oysters.
Why are you like giving somebody reviews on Yelp?
No. I just don't get oysters. The restaurant was great. Their clam chowder was
delicious.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
This guy's on something today. We had Lauren on in the last segment. She won. We all lost, but she won the game.
She won.
Lauren lives in Oklahoma. Hey, Lauren, so you were calling us to actually talk about your anniversary, right? How long you been married?
11 years on Friday.
Okay, so, congratulations.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All
Yeah.
I'll be married a third of my life.
Good for you. Let's see, you're 33.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So you got married at 22. Do you feel like that was a good time to get married, a good age to get married?
No, I wouldn't recommend it. But technically, on paper, like when you sign the, I almost said death certificate, the marriage certificate, and it has your age.
Yeah.
And I had to sign it as 21 because it was 2 days before my 22nd birthday. Mm. So my husband always thinks that he just has to give me one gift. And I'm like, no, like you have to come up with two.
Got it.
Yeah, birthday and anniversary. Yeah.
So what is your question about being married, or what advice are you looking for or going to give?
So I guess, is that Lunchbox at like 8 years now? Oh, well, he's kind of up there. Maybe is it seven?
Eddie is actually
18. I just celebrated 18
last
week.
Eddie just celebrated 18 years.
Guys, that's crazy.
Wow.
She asked a question about me. Let's not make it about 18
years.
I'm at 8 years.
No, she was asking who was the most.
No, she said, what is Lunchbox at? She didn't say anything about Eddie.
Lauren.
So the question is, for Eddie and Amy, just because how long they have or had been married.
No, Amy's divorced.
Let her talk.
Just let her go.
Let her talk.
Go ahead.
What year for y'all was the hardest? Like they say the first year is the hardest, or the 7 year itch, or like 10 years.
That's a tough question.
That's really hard.
I know Bobby doesn't really take to what the norms are, so it may not affect you, but it can maybe help other people to be like, hey, you can still get through the 7 year itch, or you can still get through that 10 year hump. Okay. Or
let me ask this in a healthier way. Instead of what year was the hardest.
Sounds like she's having a rough year this year.
Well, it sounds like she's just at 11. Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, I don't want it to go in a bad way, or I don't want it to just be like we're going through the motions. So what can we do? So then the question I'm going to ask, because I feel like what she wants to know is, what is something you have to overcome because you get into your patterns so much, you stop paying attention to some of the romantic priorities? Like what can she do to reprioritize herself and her marriage? Okay? Mm. I think that's a good question. The other way, we're all going to get murdered.
We're all going to get in trouble.
Yes, yes. So, Amy, what is your answer to this?
So, our marriage timeline is a little different because Ben was in the Air Force and was gone half the year, all the time. And then some of ours was circumstantial. I think after he got out of the military, quite honestly, that was a huge shift for our family and his identity. And I mean, he would even speak to this, but I also didn't know how to support that. I didn't recognize certain things that were happening. And then, so that ours is a, if there's a situation that happens such as that, I don't know if you could put a year on that. That could have happened to us at year three, or it could have happened to us at mm-hmm. year 15. But for us, I think it happened around year six, yeah.
So what did you learn from that, though, that she can hear from you and possibly inject it into her life?
Okay, when one of you, and around that same exact time is close to when my mom was diagnosed with cancer and she died, and we moved, made a move. So you've got big life events that happen, change of job, a move, a death in the family, something like that. Knowing how to best support each other and check in and see how you can show up for them and they can show up for you. We did not do a good job at that at all whatsoever.
Eddie?
Yeah.
18 years, by the way. 18 years. 18 years. The guy's been married for 18 years.
I'm starting to think, you know, like
Lunchbox when would make out with your marriage right now.
Because it's 18 years old. It's legal.
Not depends if it's graduated. It just turned 18, so it's still got a year to go.
Still senior?
Oh, what, yeah. So after? No, it graduated. Maybe they graduated early.
This is so weird.
Okay, go ahead.
So in my marriage, we had like a bunch of, you know, certain things that happened that kind of caused turmoil. So there would be like, you get married, you deal with in-laws. That was a problem. After that, you have kids. That's a problem. You buy a house. Oh my gosh, how do we decorate the house? That becomes a problem. Started a lot of disagreements in there. I think the key, and I know everyone says this, but it's communication. If you communicate it, get ahead of it and say, look, this is bothering me. What do we do about it?
And then talk about it. I don't want to communicate because I want to get in a fight.
Yeah, but you have to talk about it.
I know. I'm supposed to do.
As long as you understand.
I need to go to the doctor and get my BH check too, but I don't. I'm a human.
I'm telling you, it helps things when you talk about it.
I know you're right.
So it's easier in the long run to, or it's easier in the moment to avoid it, but in the long run, you're doing yourself a disservice.
But that's then why we should all be exercising X amount of hours in, because, I mean, I'm just saying it's much easier to say.
We should.
You have to be the buffalo.
Just saying, when all those things happen, because it's not one thing, it's not the 7 year itch, it's a lot of things that happen.
Got it.
That causes problems in your marriage.
So you would tell her,
Just talk about it. Talk about it. Let your husband, your spouse know how you feel about it. Then figure it out.
Lunchbox?
Don't take anything so serious. Like, you guys, I mean, that's the problem. People start taking things so serious. Like, when you're dating and stuff, you're just having fun and, you know, you get married and all of a sudden, oh, no, you start getting mad about little things. Like, why not go back to the dating when you were having fun and, like, the little stuff didn't bother you? Quit getting so tied up and everything being so serious. Just have fun. Who cares?
What would you tell her about it's 11 years? She's, again, starting to maybe be bored.
I'm making this up. Here, leave a card at home with a hotel key in it and say, hey, I'm here. Come see me. Boom. Okay,
and that could be a part
spice
of it.
Spice it up.
Have you done that? Of it.
Who?
Lunchbox.
He's not going to pay for a room.
No, I'm not paying for a hotel room.
Unless he gets from, like, our... You
read,
team here.
You read it in a book? Like,
yeah, come on, now.
Where did this idea come from?
What would you do?
You're asking me what I would do?
Yeah, to avoid, we'll call it the 11-year itch.
Okay, so I think it's just being involved in each other's lives and knowing. Like, codependent behavior is huge in relationships. Oftentimes, that's something we dealt with a lot. I can only speak to my own experience. And there's just a lot of unhealthy patterns that we didn't address early on. And then they... morphed into a much bigger problem.
My advice is don't get married till you're 39.
But
40.
She's already married.
I'm just telling you, I'm gonna speak my own experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Out of the 2 years, Bones, which one though is the worst?
The first.
Why?
Not if you're deployed half the year.
True. For me, it was the hardest because I never lived with anybody.
Adjustments?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
Probably because you'd gone 39, 40 years.
Yeah, it was probably the hardest for her because here I am. Like, I am who I am.
Yeah.
Good or bad. And so it's mostly just like figuring out the dance of all cohabitation. And for me, trust. You know, she's with it like a damaged deer. And so she's constantly raising a damaged deer in a big part of my life.
You're the deer.
Yeah. Yeah. Like relationship wise, I don't have that. I don't have understanding on a lot of the intimacy. Not even like Lunchbox is talking about, but just intimacy between humans. I struggle with that because of how I grew up. So she's nurturing a damaged deer back. So I think her answer would be the first year is probably the hardest. Mm. Mine is bold and awesome. She's pretty.
It's a great year.
Yeah.
So obviously we're not experts, but I'm curious if any of this was helpful.
I'm a doctor.
Well, like back to what Lunchbox is saying though, real quick. Like he said, just have fun. Don't take so serious. Like, why do we take everything so serious when we get married?
But sometimes things get serious,
like kids and bills and life.
You can't just joke about that.
Death and
you
moves
can
and
joke,
jobs.
But joking ain't gonna make it better. I think it's a personality thing more than anything. But yes, Lauren, how do you feel about that?
To say for the record, I'm not deboarding the marriage. I didn't want it to come across that way. We actually renewed our vows last year in the Bahamas. So I was just trying to see if there was anything to what they say about the first year is the hardest, seventh year is the hardest, the 15th year is the hardest, the 10th year, if there's any correlation there to...
I think those numbers are just a sign.
Yeah, they also have the 5-year fizzle. Like,
what? They just find a word, alliteration.
5-year fizzle.
The 2-year tumble.
Yes. The 6th year sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's
Lauren,
a lot.
Congratulations. Eddie, congratulations.
Thank you, man.
And Lauren, we got to get her a gift card to Sonic. She's been on hold there. So thank you. Wait, can we play a song or no?
Nope.
Okay, well, there we go. That's showbiz, baby.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
How much do finances factor into a relationship?
Well, communication of them a lot, but I don't know.
Well, according to a new report from Credit Karma, Gen Zers and millennials fight about money with their romantic partners like once a week, which is crazy.
I got married older. So when I got married, I met Caitlin, I was 39. We still don't have kids. We will at some point. She is not pregnant right now, so don't start those rumors on Facebook either. So I can understand if you're young and you get married and you have kids quickly and you're still figuring out your job, your career, how that's a big, it can be a problem. It can be some uncomfortable growth. But for us, she went back at her master's degree, was working in tech and oil and gas. And so we don't really fight about it.
The second argument. So money's first. Second is
taking out the trash. Now that we you know,
I did it yesterday.
Nope. It's not being present or being on the phone too much.
That's number one for me.
Yeah,
that's number one.
And spending time together, and then after that comes in chores. But the money thing is so important to young people that they're starting to research their date's job to see how much money they make before they go out with them.
Their date's job.
Yeah, like those that are younger and
that
dating.
That's not a thing. You shouldn't do that.
We shouldn't.
Nah. Now, we should also normalize how much we make. So everybody say how much they make. Go, Amy.
Okay. So another survey found that 75% of people said, hey, happiness at your job is the key to happiness in life.
I would agree. It's a big part of it.
Happy work, happy life?
Yes. That's the same.
Interesting.
For it.
No,
he's doing happy wife, happy life.
I know, but the title of the study that I read was...
I do happy work, happy dork.
Happy work, happy life.
Almost rhymes.
Kind of works, though.
Almost rhymes.
Okay, this might save you money. Google Flights is adding a new feature to help travelers figure out the right time to book. You can turn on a price tracking feature as well that's going to notify you when prices drop significantly, or it'll say, hey, this is the time you need to buy. Go. Which I think is like so helpful because they can fluctuate so much.
I naturally turn every notification off as soon as I download anything. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be an app that just tells me the good notifications. Do you want notifications? Nope. I'm trained to go, nope. I don't want any notifications on anything because I get annoyed with all the things on my phone. So other than the notifications part, I'd be good for that.
So college football coaches, they were asked to name their favorite singers, and country stars dominated.
Yeah, probably because it's a bunch of white guys in their 50s in the Southeast for the most part. Yeah, I mean.
And there's one country artist in particular that was number one overall.
Stapleton.
Eight different college coaches say this guy is their favorite.
Stapleton.
Older.
Oh, George Strait. They call me the fireman. That's my name. I mean, there's a lot of schools in Texas, too, and George Strait, Texas is a guy for sure. Down the night, old
flames. Kirby Smart said Luke Bryan.
Hey, everybody, I got. Yeah.
Georgia, obviously.
Who did Sam Pittman say?
I don't have him.
Arkansas's coach.
Mm.
He's probably a George guy.
I bet it was a country. I bet it was like classic rock.
You're probably right.
Other ones on the list. These guys got six.
Coach Lee from Vanderbilt, Beethoven. That guy. Joe Pye. That guy's smart.
Eric Church and Luke Combs. They come in second time.
All right, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news
with Bobby. Tell me something good.
Back in 2017, there's this mixed breed dog named Scout. He broke out of the animal shelter, put him back in. He broke out again. They were like, how's he getting out of here? Broke out again. They're like, where's he going? Well, they found out, my dog, I know where, if Ella leaves, I know where she likes to go now. She has this one part of the fence she likes to go to. There's another dog back there, and she's not always there, but a lot of times she's in that spot. So they started going, this dog's the same spot every time. Turns out this dog had been going and sneaking out of this place and into a nursing home, and then just sleeping on the couch in the lobby.
Aww.
And then the old people started being friends with the dog, not even knowing where it was coming from.
That's pretty cute.
So you got a dog who's escaping and just finds somewhere warm and fun to go to, and then he's like, this couch is awesome, and people keep petting me? So he keeps going back. And then you have the people there. They're like, this dog is just showing up. So everybody was winning. And so now the dog goes in and like basically stays there.
Yes. Pets at nursing homes, as long as it's okay for the people to be around, the pets, it's so therapeutic.
Tell me that ain't an awesome story.
Love it.
And you know what they called that dog?
You said his name was Scout.
Oh, I was going to make it. Dang.
What?
Good point.
What do they call the dog?
It doesn't matter.
What'd you say?
I forgot I said the dog's name.
For fun.
Nah.
Say we didn't know the dog's name.
I'll
was
save
Scout.
The joke for another time.
Oh, okay.
You know, right. Why I want to know now.
That's what it is. That's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period.
Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.